Welcome to this new episode of The Capitalist Investor. As I mentioned before, our new theme here, I'll bring it up one more time, is that we're going to do more episodes, but shorter, so that you can get your financial knowledge and move on with your day. So with me today, I got Luke. We got Derek's on assignment, and we're going to chat about today.
You
man.
Just sounded so depressed. Like when you said that, you said, I got Luke. Got Luke.
Womp, womp.
Dang, Luke. It's all right.
It's not okay.
You know, if you let me introduce, I'll be like, we got it. Tony Zabigala.
We need to restart the show. No, I don't
we're
know.
Good. We're good.
All right. All right. Luke, I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm not. Man, he hit me with my own medicine.
What are we
going to talk about today? So I actually saw an article that I think it was from CNBC, and they said Americans think they need $1.5 million to retire today.
Ha!
All right, so my mind just went in so many directions with that because so as you read the article. Back in 2020, people thought they needed $1 million to retire. And then last year, they needed $1.25 million. And now they need $1.5 million. What the heck is happening?
The reason I laugh, the only reason I like made a ha noise is because I'm looking at my generation. Like I get it if you're asking a 55-year-old. That number probably is like 1.5 or 50-year-old. That probably is $1.5 million. But if you ask like a 25, 30, or 35-year-old, I think most people know that even $1.5 million is not enough, probably for us to retire on in 30 years down.
Not us, no. Well,
no. Not, you, you're a boomer. You're fine. I'm joking. Man. But like someone like me, like I'm thinking to retire, and I'm not even saying live an excessive lifestyle, like a very modest lifestyle. You're probably going to need $2.5 to $3.5 million. My generation is going to need by the time they retire to live just a very modest life.
Yeah, and as I read through this article and then Googled something else and Googled something like and started kind of like prying a wedge in this thing, and then then they have all these other metrics of like, hey, if you're 35 years old, you need at least three times your salary saved by this point in your life. And when you're 45, you need like six times. And like, I'm like, Jesus, dude, like, okay, maybe. I mean, maybe those are good metrics, but here's where the disconnect started with me. I mean, we're talking about a 50% increase in that amount of time. So what the heck happened to the people in 2020 when they retired with 1 million? Like, hey, I hit my barrier. I'm pulling the ripcord.
Their accounts should be up 50%.
Well, I did do that math. So let's take a look at this. So I dove into some numbers. If you use the old rule of thumb where it's like you shouldn't be taking more than 4% distributions per year from your retirement accounts when you retire, 4% of $1.5 million is $60,000. Then you start tying in probably like Social Security. And now you're making maybe household, if you're married or whatever, maybe $40,000 from Social Security. If you're single, maybe it's maybe 2/3 of that number. But now you got $60,000 coming from your portfolio, and then you got 40. So to retire, you need $100,000. Damn.
But that also just hits into the same component. One thing you just hit on with why my comment earlier, if you're 30 years old, you probably can maybe not plan on Social Security.
No, you're right.
So if you're now taking out $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 of income over 20 years in retirement from Social Security, Now you need that to make up in your portfolio.
Yeah. And you know what? You brought up something. So I did this other math. So, all right, somebody retired in 2020 with $1 million. I went and checked tape, and the S&P is up 50% in that time. But no pre-retiree that, you know, or
it's all investing
should stocks. Be in stock. So then you start taking a look at the ag, you know, the aggregate 10%. Bond index. It's down 10% in that time
Man,
frame.
My numbers are fire off the top of my head.
Man. And I mean, I knew it was down. I didn't know how much. And maybe when you dial in the yield and stuff, maybe it's flat. But let's just go. I went with the 10%. If we take a 60-40 portfolio, I'm going to guess accounts are between 1.2 and 1.3, you know, based on maybe distributions that if they did retire. So it's still below the 1.5. Yeah. The problem here is that are people I think inflation is catching up to people. because they know everything is more expensive. And that's that there's the gotta be the only reason. Be like, oh, I 4 years ago I needed $1 million. Today I need 1.5. Like,
I'm just gonna say the same thing I tell almost everyone I meet with, and it's the concept of retirement planning, financial planning. One of the biggest and most important metrics is just your lifestyle, how much you spend. And I've seen clients that have $500,000 that retire the most comfortable.
Yeah.
And I see clients that have $10 million that will never be able to retire because they spend way too much money.
Yeah.
So it's just like fact. That's where it doesn't really even matter about the amounts. Yeah, we can say you need $1.5 million. Yeah, you need $2 million. Really, it comes down to, do you want a boat in retirement, or do you want to – you know, go boating every single day and spend money on gas and gas, yeah, spend ridiculous amounts of money on that? Or do you want to go and explore nature and go hiking like I talked about in the last podcast that I'm getting into?
Well, I mean,
and
I think
not spend ridiculous amounts of money.
Most people don't change their spending habits in retirement. Right. They want to continue their same lifestyle as they were still working. So if you got an expensive lifestyle, you better start saving money.
Right.
But the biggest takeaway of this whole thing, because $1.5 million, like you said, like, where do they get? I mean, that's just the average person. Like we said, yeah. I've seen people retire with $300,000 successful.
Southeast Ohio, where I grew up, if you could probably retire on a couple $100,000 because the cost of living is so low, right? If you go to Cleveland, it's probably a little higher. If you go to New York City, you probably need $10 million.
The biggest takeaway here, I couldn't imagine living in New York. Anyway, biggest takeaway. Bill, having a financial plan to get your lifestyle into the planning software and have a financial planner, build out a plan based on what you do, how you spend your money, how you make your money, what you want to do with your money, what retirement looks like. Man, like, that's what you need. Like, just coming up with some random number, like $1.5 million. Okay, yeah, let's write that down. Like,
might as well just go to the craps table and roll some dice.
Yeah.
Random numbers, just, you know, there's no goals. My point is, like, with that is, like, you have to have a goal in mind. Like, we teach Napoleon Hill a lot of times when we teach classes and things like that in our seminars. And Napoleon Hill, I'm a firm believer in Napoleon Hill and his philosophy. I think you can watch almost all of his mastermind classes on Amazon from the 1950s, 1960s. I've watched a lot of them. But essentially, his whole concept is, if you have a goal in mind, you will achieve that goal no matter what. Like, essentially, all you need in life is to have a goal. Most people just never come up with the goal, because the path's going to find its way. Like, if you have an end goal in mind, you're determined and know you can achieve that goal, in your back of your head, you know you can do it, you will find the pathway to do it. And if you don't have a goal of, I need to spend $70,000 in retirement, how do you think you're going to actually get there?
Yeah, this is great insight, young grasshopper.
Napoleon Hill, my man.
All right. Napoleon Hill.
Philosophy.
Yes. Hitting us with the deep.
Smoke some cigars and sit back and relax and just watch
Luke's hitting us with the deep sophistication today. Not just the sophistication, but it's deep.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. And that's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. You don't see that too often. Especially from your young generation.
The key is, am I going to live to be old? That's the question.
You'll be fine. All right. Well, again, great discussion. Again, I just really comes down to, if you don't have a financial plan, you got to work on that. You know, it's something that you need so that you just have some clarity of, like, are you saving enough? Do you have enough? Are you retiring on time? All of these decisions can be determined by building a financial plan. So
have a goal in mind.
With that being said, you know, thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, info@SWP Connect. If you have any ideas for future shows, questions, hit us up. Other than that, have a great day.
The opinions expressed in the podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any investment, legal, financial, or tax strategy. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. Please consult a qualified professional about your individual needs.